Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
And the mute gods have been appeased. Hello there, ladies, gentlemen, and everybody in between. My name is GM Capricious Nature, and I am here with our wonderful crew. We are about to start up our third session of Death in Space. Right now, sadly, we are missing both Jace and Skydiver. Jace is taking care of bringing their wonderful wife to work, and Skydiver is unavailable at the moment. So we're going to do our best to make do and do our intros, and I will try to do my best to introduce Jason Skydiver while they're not here. So for our intro, let's start off with Vulpes. Go ahead and start your self.
Hello, everybody. I'm Vulpes Fox. You can find me on all the socials at that same name. Primarily hang out in the CNU Discord, love answering questions, getting into discussions about new rule or, you know, new things, you know, add-ons and homebrew stuff. In this game, I play Tracy, also known as Lawn Dart, and I park ships aggressively.
I got you guys' cameras mixed up.
So yeah, hopefully we'll be able to make it off this rock alive, relatively. And yeah, that's about it. I'm just praying for the best.
I mean, that's all we can do in Death in Space. Just pray for the best, right? And hope for the best. All right. And go ahead and introduce yourself, Tall Halfling.
I am Steve, Tall Halfling on the socials, Tall Halfling RPG on Threads. Off screen, I should note, Marcus, when we were in the medical bay, Marcus found something and must have injected himself because I spent my XP from the first two sessions to raise my body rating, which hopefully makes me a little bit less squishy. We'll see.
Oh, wow. I don't even know how to do that.
Make yourself less squishy? Use your XP?
Spending XP.
It's on page... What is it? 60.
Oh, I gotta break up.
Page 60.
Book 2. And hold on.
So basically, for 5 XP, you can increase one of your abilities by 1, but not beyond plus 1. You can increase them up to plus 2, but that costs more.
Right.
And so for increasing your maximum hit points, it's 5 XP, and you roll 1d4.
Yeah, I chose not to do that. I went with my body ability instead. Which means that when we eventually have a chance to rest, I should recover a little bit more.
Looks like Rule 20 is having some issues too. So while that's loading, hi there. I am GM Capricious Nature. You can find me here at Cybernation Uncensored every other week. You can find me over now on YouTube because we finally have our first video coming and posted up. And then we're getting our second video soon on how to run combat, combat mechanics. And then we're going to be moving into things like player advancement and all that fun jazz. We are going to be working our way through how to play Death in Space as we are playing it. So that's what our wonderful campaign is pretty much based around, is that we are running bi-weekly. And so every other week, what's going to happen is that we'll have a live game. And then the opposite week, we're going to have a recorded session posted up on YouTube, Cybernation Uncensored, where you can come and find tips and tricks. And very soon on our website, you'll also be able to find the homebrew content that I've been working on. You can find me here on Cybernation Uncensored at Twitch. You can find me over on Cybernation Uncensored over on YouTube. You can find me over at Capricious Nature over on Instagram. And I do not use any other socials. So, other than Facebook for family and the very few people who still use Facebook. That being said, while I'm trying to get this loaded and up and running, does somebody want to give us a rundown about what happened with our last session?
I got nibbled on.
Yep, you got nibbled on.
See, other two guys came running out of the room. I went running into the room. So yeah, that's basically why I got bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really don't remember a lot. It's been so long. My brain is
Well, we did find some body bags in the medical bay.
Oh yeah, the creepy some, looking
people. Stunningly bad condition.
Yes. Yeah, so to give a little bit more detail for that, you found three bodies, Baker, Roy, and Cage. Baker and Roy, the two of them, had their jaws distended and this black goop on their chests. Their eyes were hollowed out. Their noses were hollowed out. When you found the third body, though, Cage, you noticed that there was a semi-distended jaw, but the lack of the back of the skull from an apparent suicide. So we had one suicide and two deaths by unknown means, until our wonderful Lawn Dart made their way through the possessions of all the different body bags there and discovered two guns. And after reaching in and grabbing one of the gun bit him and then transformed into what we call a shifter. And the shifter scuttled away and
skittered away. Yep.
Yeah. And made its way down the stairs. So it did not go into another room. It went down the stairs.
I was going to name it Ouch, Damn It.
You can name it whatever you want if you want to name it.
I mean, if it's a new discovery, I mean, we might as well give our own name to it.
Well, you guys did roll for your Oh, goodness. You're savvy. So you're savvy when you found the bodies. You wanted to figure out, is there anything that you've heard of in the past? And you have heard that this is the work of shifters. This is how they attack people. It's that they bite them, and once they're incapacitated, they go for the face. And so that was the savvy roll. I believe that Marcus and Skydiver got. I'm not sure if Londard, if he got that savvy roll or not.
Puts helmet on, seals shut.
Do you have an EVA suit?
What?
Do you have
Oh,
an
that's right.
EVA
God
suit?
damn it. I don't think I have an EVA suit. I
I
might.
don't think you
I
do
don't
either.
know. Yeah. No, I only got the boots. That was it.
Yeah, you found a set of
Yeah.
magnetic boots.
Yep.
But
Oh,
yeah, that's our recap of our session. Is
what
there
was that,
anything
Paul
else I'm
Heflin?
missing?
So just wondering, as a void, Marcus wears a mask over his face. It never occurred to me to ask until this moment, how heavy or not that mask might be. Would
The
it
mask is
potentially help
cosmetic.
protect him from somebody attacking his face?
It is cosmetic. So nothing super heavy duty. It's just a cosmetic mask that you wear for your, I want to call it religious, but I don't know if it's religious purposes, but you wear it for your void purposes.
Okay.
So you
It's worth
basically
asking, you
got
know.
a, I mean, basically you got a lens tint in front of your face. I mean, that's pretty damn flimsy. Ooh, you know what? I bet you, if we actually manage to live through this, we might be able to scrounge up enough stuff to make something that is more substantial, so to speak.
You are able to do crafting. Let's see, is there anything that you would be able to do from
Oh, and we
your.
did find some components and a toolbox. So
Yes.
at some point down the line, we'll be able to make some tools.
A second here. Got a list.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. I do
Yeah,
not see
CD.
anything that says helmet. There's the
Personal
EVA
belonging.
suit. I don't think you have the kind of components that it would require to build an EVA suit. Sorry to say.
Yeah. No, I get you.
All right, but that being said, we have Jace back. So go ahead and introduce yourself,
Oh.
Crimson, and then we will officially start on up.
Howdy, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, non-binary findies, and hellions of all walks of life. I'm Crimson Snake, also known as Javante, playing Jace Romero, the punk kid who's been decided to get stuck on a derelict and is now stranded on a planet that he doesn't recognize.
A moon. Moon.
A moon he doesn't recognize. Ah, even better.
Not even a planet.
Man, you
You
should
guys didn't get
recognize
that.
it. You hit it at like 400 miles an hour.
That was not my intention.
Was a strategic interaction with the ground, right?
Correct.
Just
I'm
a
gonna see.
strategic slamming nose first into the planet, into the moon.
Tactically taking the low ground.
High ground. Gotta get the high ground. But all right, so we just did our recap. So Crimson, if you since you were not here, what happened is if you want to take a look at the roll 20, the crew came in and they found a hallway, and inside the hallway they discovered a workshop that was very, very thrown askew because of most likely the impact of the ship to the side of the building. So everything that was bolted down was on the ground. They found a storage area that they decided to go in and loot the hell out of. They found a bunch of different random stuff. And then they made their way into a secondary hallway and they found a medical bay. And on the inside of that medical bay, they discovered three different body bags. Two of which had the bodies of victims from what we now know is a shifter. And what happened to them is that their jaws were distended open, their chests were covered in a black goo, their noses and their eyes were missing.
Oh, lovely.
A very pleasant sight to look at. And the third body bag was a person named Cage, who, from what they could gather, decided to kill themselves instead of being attacked by one of these shifters, because the back of their skull was missing. And there were two pistols inside of their effects. Our wonderful Vulpus Vox, or Lawn Dart, decided to go through and try to grab those pistols, and one of the pistols bit him on the hand and then skittered away. As it turns out, the pistol itself was one of the shifters. And that is where we left off. For your PC, we left you inside of the ship because that's where you were last. And you are taking a look at the systems and seeing what's going on. So I'm actually going to start off with you. So what exactly do you want to do?
I will first, before anything else, see if I can find some way to...
Any of this happen.
Yeah. Yeah. Does anyone that's in the crew have like anything that I can communicate with them from long distance?
Nobody has a radio.
Bah. Would have been the smarter thing to take. I'm going to see... It probably takes him like a few seconds to look around, realize that nobody has a way to talk to him, and just... Okay, I'll just go and grab something to... I'm gonna see if I can like find a pipe or something that fell on the ship and take that with me. And I'm gonna.
Oh, there's lots of that shit all over the place, dude.
Oh, good. I'm just going to take a pipe with me and then head out because I don't have a weapon. I don't know what's on this moon.
So yeah, you can totally find a pipe laying down on the ground somewhere, or rip one off of the wall if you want to. It's up to you. But there's definitely going to be parts and pieces lying around.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I'll take my pipe and my pistol.
The pipe what?
I will take my pipe. I'll go ahead and find a pipe and also check my pistol to make sure it's fine from the fall.
Oh, you have a pistol?
I have a pistol.
Well, then why do you need a pipe?
I don't know. It's the 21-foot rule.
Okay.
Yeah, well, once they can, once they can touch you, it's time to go melee.
Yeah.
I have a feeling that this is a game where you do have to track your ammunition. As far as I know, neither one of us has extra.
Yeah, not only do you have to track ammunition, you also have to track the durability of the weapons.
Yeah, all right. I'll find a pipe.
Yep.
Go ahead and roll me a savvy check.
Savvy? Oh, good. That's just a minus one for me.
All right. So you don't find a pipe on the ground, but you do find one that is loosely attached to the wall, and you rip it off of the wall. Some smoke and steam comes out of the pipe itself for a couple of seconds, and then it subsides. But you now have a pipe that you can add to your inventory.
Cool. Gonna add that to my inventory, and I'm also going to make a note for myself not to tell the space coney I ripped a chunk of a pipe off of his ship. and I'm going to head out.
And Australis Plays says that if any of you are MacGyver, you could make an EBA suit out of a stick of chewing gum, a Swiss Army knife, and a packet of
blood. And an EBA suit.
Well, I also need an avocado.
An avocado, okay.
Yes. You gotta have break time. You can't do it all in one shot.
All right, Marcus.
Would I know what direction they were heading?
Well, you would know that they went into the building.
Okay.
Marcus, what were you rolling for?
Condition check on my pistol, since I did use it last time and had completely forgotten about doing that at the end of the combat.
Okay. Yeah,
I did not roll a one, so it does not get damaged.
Yep, you're all good. Just make sure you take down the ammo, that's all.
Okay, I do use this. Okay, so here's the one thing you didn't tell me about the guns. Mm-hmm. Damage uses and starting condition, all that good stuff.
Oh, so the pistol that you find, are you talking about the one that you found?
Yes.
Okay, so the one that you
found... Well, I mean, they're both the same, I'm assuming.
Well, no, one of them was the shifter.
No, I had a pistol, which was given to me.
Yeah.
Then I found another pistol.
Yeah, so the pistol that you found is just a regular pistol. Condition 3, slot 1, uses is at 4, because one round was used.
3... Uses 4. And 1d4?
1d6 for damage.
Okay. 6. I just want to make sure I have all my ducks in a row. What's the max capacity of a normal pistol?
5.
5, so... 1, 2, so that one has 3.
And Craig Horst says you guys should be sending smoke signals. So I think there's enough smoke and debris already, Craig. So, all right, you also did not get a 1, so there's no condition loss.
Oh, you only roll it once? Okay.
Yeah, you're good. All right, as for... sorry about that. Jace, you know they went into the building. So if you want to drop your token inside of the module hallway, the very first one.
Yeah, one sec.
Oh, you don't have a fancy picture yet?
I don't have a fancy picture. Oh, no, hold on. I'll change that.
So you're telling me you're not posh?
I don't want to hear this from you.
Mr. Rabbit Man.
Mr. Space Cody. Mr. Water Crash our ship down.
Oh my God.
I didn't do it on purpose. Water Crash our ship down.
Oh my Lord. All right, so you've made your way into the hallway, and what you can see is that both of the doors on the right-hand side are still left wide open. There seems to be dim light coming out of both of the rooms that are on the right-hand side. And the tail end of the hallway, you can see that the door is also still open. You do not see anybody from your line of sight, though.
I will replace that. Go back.
Oh yeah, I can delete John Smith now. Edit. How do I delete? Delete character. Goodbye, John
Smith. He is going to... Oh boy, I don't want to yell. He's just going to stage yell. He's just going... Are we in here? God damn it. And I'm going to I'm just going to start slowly walking forward, trying not to make, like, any noise. Because, again, I don't know if anyone was actually on here, because nobody could communicate with me, and I'm naturally nervous. I'm just going to keep heading forward real slow. I have a body of -3, man. Some harsh breeze that's going to kill me. I'm naturally nervous. Not built for these streets.
Not built for these modules.
This is not my jam.
I'm barely designed to live, let alone live here.
All right. Well, as you are stage calling, both Marcus and Skydiver can hear you. Skydiver's not with us right now, but Marcus can hear you.
Oh, good.
Okay, so before I worry about that, I know the shifter thing went down the stairs. Is there a door between me and the stairs, or is it just open?
They're open stairs. It's an open stairwell.
Okay.
You saw it disappear.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy. Woo! And sadness. Oh. And anger. Definitely some disgust.
Rose!
And I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
He tries to stage whisper back, but with the voice changer thing, it's still super creepy. Basically, is that you, Jace?
Oh my god!
Poor Jay.
Is that God?
Ghost.
Is that what God sounds like?
Wait, what did I miss? I didn't hear anything.
I know how he's going to sound, so Jace just hears a disembodied series of voices going, is that you, Jace?
Yeah, somebody's ready to... Yeah, I can see it. You have a body of -3?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I can see this.
Yeah, I've been a shitty hallway. On a shitty moon.
Yeah, okay, so I'm gonna step out enough that you can see and kind of wave you ahead.
Oh, thank God. Okay. Yeah. He'll just join you in the hallway.
Because after being attacked by a shifter, I'm not necessarily going to assume that footsteps are friendly.
But... just seeing you, it's just like actual, like, oh,
yeah.
All right, where's the rabbit?
I jump out of the door. I'm right here.
Fucking shit! I just have the pistol out and the pipe, like.
Oh, you poor man.
Got our crew together.
Yeah. Well, I guess since he's the new guy, we put him on point, right?
The new guy?
Wait, what?
Like the healthiest guy?
Wait, yeah. What? Huh? What? What? No.
Yeah. Well, why? We're all down some serious health right now.
Why?
No good reason. Well, I mean, the crash.
Right? I was also in the crash. Why would I be in the? Why would I be in taking point?
In the healthiest out of the three of us right now, you seem like to be the healthiest.
I weigh like 80 pounds. What do you mean I'm the healthiest? I survive off of cigarettes and spite.
Cigarettes and spite. Jace, go ahead and give me a savvy roll.
Oh, good.
Oh, this is going to be good.
Oh, my savvy is at least a negative one. I don't have a single positive attribute.
Oh, okay, my God, no. Don't say that. Out of the ordinary.
Everything's fine. I'll just go ahead and... Where do you want me to take point? Where do you want me to go?
Where do you think we should go next?
Well, you've got another door here. You've got another door here. And then you still have the elevator at the end of the hallway.
I'm going to just go to the door. Stairs. I don't know.
Okay. I have stayed in hotels before. I know you don't use the elevator in
at all. No, situation. Never. Don't do that.
But we found useful stuff in the rooms we've opened so far. So
let's continue the rooms, I guess.
All right, I'll just go through. I'll go to the room over here, to this room.
So you come up to it and you see a.
That's the room with the
switch on the side of the wall. That's the room that what?
Oh, don't tell him. I need him to be surprised.
Okay.
I reached my pipe out to flick the switch.
Yeah, you see a switch on the side of the wall. You use your pipe to open it up.
Yep.
Okay. So you poke it. Sounds like somebody made an oopsie in the living room or in the kitchen. Right, so you open it up and on the inside of it you see some lights flicker on and you can see some electronics along the walls.
That's a good thing.
This room isn't so bad. I'll go inside.
All right, so
but I recognize what these things would be. I know they're electronics, but
yeah, give me a savvy check. You have no idea what this room is for.
Can I just roll anything that's not?
Oh, right. Don't forget, you need to add void points. So you've got 3 void points to add onto your sheet now.
Oh, cool. Where's my void points?
But you don't want void points, so you got to spend void points, right?
Yeah,
they can be used to get advantage on an ability check and if they touch reputation. Okay, cool.
Yeah, they're pretty useful.
All right, I will. Yep. Yeah, that's fine. I'll keep my 3 for now. But yeah, I don't know what these are, but I mean, electronics have never steered us wrong before. When we utilize them properly and correctly, like landing patterns on a ship.
It was a textbook landing.
What textbook? Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy?
While they're arguing, I'm going to go ahead and check out the what appears to be radio equipment. Okay. I'm assuming that Marcus at least recognizes, electronics.
I hope so.
I forgot that this needs to get moved. Hold on.
He's in the deep web.
There we go.
There we go.
It was flying high. All right, so you go into the room, and yes, you know what it is. You don't need a savvy check for this. You know that this is a set of radios. You can see that some of them are deactivated, some of them are broken, and there seems to be one with a green light kind of flickering on and off on it.
Okay, are these like walkie-talkie kind of radios, or are these like, you know, broadcast kind of radios?
Wall. They're broadcast radios.
Oh.
That is why our wonderful Jays had no idea what the hell they were looking for. Because poor they were guy. Built into the wall. I mean, it'd be understandable if it was like a walkie-talkie. I wouldn't make you make a roll for that, but this is the radio network module. So
this is right up.
This is some boomer shit. I don't know what the fuck.
Oh, God. That's not fair. Be nice.
Any chance this the radio system has a data jack so I can check it out my preferred way, or do I need to push buttons?
Go ahead and roll me a savvy check.
Wait a minute. Jack. I cannot gas this computer out for a date, can I? Or is it just circuits?
So the the computer systems here, you do not find any form of jack to jack in. There seems to be buttons and levers and switches. Lots and lots and lots.
Old school.
Sorry, toggles. I forgot the word for a second. There's toggles.
So I'm checking out the one that has the green light on it. If we actually want to test it, maybe somebody else should do that. So I don't. If we do find another living being on this place, they're not as creeped out as my friend just was.
Well, you.
I don't exactly
when
have.
When you check out the one with the green kind of flickering light, you can see that there's a knob next to it. So you can adjust the knob if you want to, or you can have somebody else do it. I'm not going to give you a check for twisting a knob.
Okay. Knobs I can handle. Knobs I think I can handle.
God. If I was British. All right.
So I think our heads just went to the same place.
Yep. All of our heads went to the same place, and none of us are British. All right, so you want to handle this knob.
I would like to adjust the control, yes.
How are you going to handle this knob? Are you going to twist it? You gonna push it? You going to pull it?
So if there's already a light on, I'm assuming that it's more of a dial than anything else. So rotating, shall we say.
Okay. So you're going to rotate the knob a little bit. That's the joke I was trying to make. Thank you for catching that. At least I got somebody else here.
I was trying not to laugh too loud. I apologize.
Oh, you're all good. You're all good. So you twist the knob a little bit, and you can hear the volume. There's a small speaker next to it. You can hear the volume slowly increase. Do you want to continue?
Okay.
You muted yourself.
Yep, I can't hear you over somebody's suppressed laughter.
I will step aside and invite Lawn Dart to do it himself so that you can fully enjoy the British humor that...
Thank God, Zami. I'm just going to remain where I am.
I couldn't help myself. I was just like, man... That thing you just described was the bane of my existence as a father.
Twisting knobs?
No, that toy.
Oh, the Bop It. Oh, Bop It.
Yeah.
Twist It.
Yeah. Young, impressionable preteen girl. Everybody at school's doing it, Dad. I want to have one. Oh, oh motherfucker. He came to Dad. Why didn't you go to Mom? She could say no.
Now have it be a shifter and bite him. Okay, so the knob was shifter and it bites you. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay. I'll turn the knob. I ain't got a problem with it. I'll turn it left. I will turn it right, pull it in, push it out, you know.
Bop it.
I'll even bop it. I'm not scared of knobs.
Give it a little tap. Okay. Glad you're not scared of knobs. So you come on into the radio room as well, and you can see that our void here is messing with the knobs a little bit, but seems to be a little hesitant about twisting the knob further.
Well, I really don't want to give the void a heart attack at this point in time, because I don't think either one of us could handle that. So I will let him do his thing and keep keep an overwatch on him. If something decides to like bite him, I will shoot it.
Okay. Fair enough. Question I should have asked, are there any labels on any of the controls?
Yes, there are labels on the controls. And the one that you are, the knob that you are twisting says volume.
You really hoping one said 11 instead of 10. It's a little piece of tape that says 11 on it.
I crank it up. I don't know about any of either of my traveling companions, but I quite enjoy static, and sometimes I can hear things in it.
All right. So you
crank it up.
Yeah, you crank it up all the way to 11. You can see a small little post-it note that says 11 on it. I'm going to take that.
This is the future. I go to 12.
Oh, yeah. This is the future. You go to 12. Okay.
All right.
So you crank it past 11 and it goes into 12, and immediately this room is just filled with booming static noise. Our wonderful rabbit here with very sensitive ears, because they're, you know, the size
is
of his head.
Running straight over Jace. or not even passing go.
Go ahead, move your token. And inside of the static, you can hear the message that you had heard earlier. Somebody help.
Okay. Anything else our static noise translator can hear in the static other than the message?
Yes, give me a savvy check to see if you can catch anything else. No.
That's a 9.
What you're able to catch is pretty much the same thing of somebody please help us.
Okay.
But the static is so loud that, because you cranked it up to 12, static is so loud that everybody else immediately left the room and is avoiding the overwhelming noise. But it seems very comforting to you to be surrounded by this static noise.
I kind of drink it in like a plant drinks in the sun, and then turn it back down and see if there are any controls with labels that suggest they might be useful.
So you check out and you continue looking, and you can see that this was, it says Radio 1, and then you can see labels for Radio 2, Radio 3, all the way through Radio 10. So there seems to be 10 different major stations that this thing can put out, and most of the lights are off. Go ahead and roll me a 1d10.
D10.
Yeah. Four of the lights seem to be red, with toggles underneath them. but the rest of them seem to be blackened off.
Okay. So I'll switch over to one of the other one of the red channels.
Okay. Do you switch off the green channel? The distress
I'll turn it down, but not off.
Okay. All right, so you turn it down and you flick on one of the other channels, and what everybody in the hallway hears now is just a as the PA system itself seems to turn on, and you can hear over the PA system, it says, radio network reactivate.
Jeez, why?
Okay.
And you can hear it from inside of the radio network room as well, because there's also a little PA speaker.
Oy okay. Vey.
All right.
Where'd you land us?
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and turn that off, turn the next one on, and rotate through the channel, see if...
So you're going to turn off the PA
we pick
system?
Up anything. For now.
Okay.
We know that it's here, though, so that's useful.
Yep. So you turn off the PA system, you turn on the next one, and what seems to be... you're not exactly sure, you've never heard of an instrument like this, but IRL, you would know it sounds like banjo music. You can hear banjo music coming out of the speaker in front of you, and it seems to be playing some kind of recording of music that you are unaware of. It sounds very foreign to you.
Just when we thought things couldn't get any worse.
Oh,
you guys can't hear it out in the hallway because you turned off the PA.
Oh, thank God. Oh, Jesus. Thank God.
Where did you land us?
The ground.
I... Oh. Okay. I walked into
like
that.
Okay. In the cargo bay, yes.
I just strolled right into that horrible...
Devil on
tongue. I'm gonna while he's looking at the radio network, I'm gonna wander over to the other door.
Okay.
Yeah, try down those stairs too.
No, I'm not gonna do that.
You don't know about the stairs. You have no idea.
Oh, good. I'm just gonna wander over to where the other door is, and then just like if there's a switch, just like punch it.
Before jump to the final switch, Marcus, do you want to turn on the last station?
Sure.
All right. Do you turn off the banjo music or do you leave it on?
He kept it on.
Turn it down, but not off, on the theory that maybe there might be something when the song is done.
Okay. All right, so you turn it down, and then makes you turn sense. On the final station.
Marcus does not know that banjo music never ends.
there is no end to the dueling banjos. So you turn on the last one, and the last one, there just seems to be just a crackle of life, just a and there seems to be silence. You don't hear anything coming.
Okay, even if I turn it way up?
You turn it way up, and you can hear, of course, a little bit of static. Go ahead and roll me savvy.
There we go. That's a 12.
Finally got a success. So for this savvy roll, you can hear what sounds to be, Lucy, I'm home!
Oh, no.
And some kind of dialogue being traded between an individual with a very thick accent and another individual whom you don't recognize.
That one, okay. That one I turn off. I'm. We are having a rough day already. We do not need to go down those roads. So, okay.
And this is actually where I'm going to remind our wonderful audience about what year it is. It is year 5033. And if any of you out there are aware of how radio and radio waves work, is that they travel at the speed of light. And right now, the system that they are in, which is called the Tenebris system. The Tenebris system is currently getting what seems to be the radio transmissions from roughly 1955 from the planet Earth. Long, long gone signals from several thousand years ago.
Oh, we gotta get TV now. I gotta watch some Lost in Space.
This whole derelict just feels like my favorite classic hollow film. Star Wars episode 45. Emperor Palpatine comes back again.
God. No Emperor Palpatine, please.
Marcus, do you think any of that stuff in there is going to be salvageable for us? Or should we just leave it in place and take the whole module? If we can. I don't know if we can do that, but...
I made the right guess. 1955 okay. Was right. They only ran from 51 to 57. Okay. Wow, that was a really lucky guess. But yes, 1955.
I don't know what that requires on our part.
Well, as described, it's like mounted into the wall, so I'm assuming this is not something that without... major construction we can't disinstall,
but we'd have to spend a while in there then, the way it sounds. So
sounds that so, way to me.
Because you've already switched it on, Marcus, you know that the PA system can be turned back on. And I always thought radio waves were a bit slower than light. They are roughly slower than the speed of light, but yeah, it's roughly
not by much.
Yeah, not by much. So you know the PA system, you can turn it back on, and from what you could probably assume in your past experience with radio systems is that there may be other radios inside of the facility that may connect back to the PA system that would allow communication between different rooms or different areas.
Yeah. Yeah. So I turn the PA back on. I think about turning on the banjo to feed into the PA, but not that messed up yet.
Well, you didn't turn it off. You said you turned it down. So there's as you turn the PA system back on, everybody in the hallway hears PA system, PA system activated. And then you hear very quietly in the background, this banjo music playing.
Oh, I hate this.
Look over Jesco. What the hell?
Oh, this is awful.
Above game. I am just grateful that it's not, you know, children singing nursery rhymes quietly throughout the empty house.
Above game, Jace is a punk rocker, so this is anathema to him. Not above game, the person playing this actually likes banjo music and is completely comfortable with this situation.
The duel does continue. And yes, I love banjo music. I am I'm a big fan of banjo music. I love just about anything. So,
yeah, bluegrass is lit, Doc.
Bluegrass is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
And like nobody bluegrass knows is, here.
Bluegrass is lit is going to go down in Cybernation Uncensored history.
Well, fun fact, for those of you who may not have seen my Cybernation Uncensored stream of Cyberpunk 2020, year did we play? I think it's like 2055 or something. We were doing Cyberpunk Nomads, And in my version of the universe, the major Maelstrom faction is actually a massive, massive fan, not of heavy metal or death metal, but of K-pop.
Oh, dear God.
Hell so yeah.
They are avid, violent K-pop fans. They're like the BTS fans of like last decade, but violent, chromed up jockeys.
That's freaking horrifying.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
So banjo music I roll with, K-pop music I'll even roll with. And it came from my home game, so yes. So you have reactivated the PA system. And what we're going to have now is we had action from Jace. So Jace, you've gone to that final door and you said you kind of just whacked the button on the side there. And what you find behind the door.
Facehugger.
What you find behind the door is just like before. It's the slowly the lights flash on. And inside of it, you can see what looks to be a bunch of beakers, a bunch of different miscellaneous equipment you're not totally familiar with. Some of them are on the floor shattered, again, because of the impact from the wonderful, wonderful landing. But most of the room seems to be in non-disrepair.
Huh. I will step in, not at all, completely unresistant to the fact that this is great, and I'm going to just walk in and look around.
All right.
See what my
thing is in your pockets. Oh,
yeah, geez. So you step in, and what you can tell is that this seems to be something along the lines of a lab. You're not exactly sure what kind of lab, but it is a lab of some kind. Let me.
It ate him.
Like, I will peek my head back out. I have found a place of science, potentially.
A place of science.
I don't know what kind of science, but it is science. I can tell because there's the weird glass bottle things that are oddly shaped and you can't drink stuff out of them properly. Beakers. They're called beakers.
Yes.
And I will put myself back in. And I will just start rummaging through things, seeing what I can find.
All right. Roll me a 1d20, please.
Oh, good. I don't have to make a void point. 18.
No, this is for you to dodge.
So what you find while you are making your way through is you find what looks to be a fusion welder. It seems as if this welder was being used at
lab hood? Yeah.
Yeah, lab hood. Okay. So one of these underneath a lab hood. And you see this fusion welder that's sitting there.
Can I test to see if it still turns on?
It powers up and you can hear the crackle.
Oh. Now I have a question slightly above this. Yes. Could I theoretically light a cigarette with a fusion welder?
I would not recommend putting a fusion welder that close to your face, but yes, you could.
Well, I'm holding the cigarette out and then doing...
You could do that, yes.
I'm going to do that.
Do you have any cigarettes?
I do.
All right.
It's one of the few other personal belongings I have. No, it is not. Hold on. I'm doing something dumber. But he doesn't know any better. I have an intelligence of fucking... I have a -1 in savvy and a -2 in tech. I don't know any better. I have an incense stick.
Right. Well, you hold out the fusion welder, you put the tip of your cigarette into it, and you can see it goes... and about half of the cigarette burns, but it is now lit.
All right, just pop it in the mouth. Don't care anymore. Sweet nicotine embrace. And I'm going to head back out with the fusion welder.
All right.
That's just with me now.
Head back out into the hallway. The two of you that are there, you see him coming out, half of a cigarette in his mouth, the other half ashes just kind of dangling in the end as he's carrying out this fusion welder.
I found this.
Did you find any flashlights?
I found this.
Okay.
Did you find any flashlights in your journey through here?
No.
Oh, then I have a gun. I also found a fusion welder.
Oh, speaking of which, I'm going to give a gun back to Marcus.
Well, I had mine.
I got this one from Fu. Shit.
Okay,
I'll hold on to it.
Yeah, let him know when we get back. Or when he gets back. Alright, so you step out into the hallway and you can quietly hear the banjo music playing as he's puffed on his cigarette. What are the two of you doing?
Would I even know what an elevator is?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. they're on better ships than the one you were on.
That's why I'm asking. I mean, I don't think I've been on a better ship yet.
Before you've been on the Iron Ring before, so okay. Yes, you would know what elevators are.
Okay, so I know elevators are nothing more than a metal coffin that falls really far down. So,
oh, that's familiar.
Yeah, I'm going to opt for the stairs.
Okay, you're going to make it to the stairs.
Did any of us actually own a flashlight?
Hey, does the fusion welder give off light?
I don't want to waste it on that. Let me check, see if I actually had a flashlight. I don't think I got one, but...
Hold on, let me look.
To see if a fusion welder gives light.
It does... not give off any light unless it comes into contact with anything. So you'd have to like scrape it up against the wall.
Yeah, I'm just gonna look over and just be like, I could just, if we're going down the stairs, just put it on the wall and just,
no, you know. Dear God, no, please, no.
That's somehow a bad idea.
Let's just evacuate that thought from our mind. And let's, I will slowly
that's where we
look
draw
down
the line?
Stairs. Yes, definitely.
Two all questions right. Before we start using the stairs. Number one, being somewhat technical minded, I have an engineer starting kit, for instance. Is there anything I can make out of the science lab that we haven't already?
And we do have batteries.
You have not checked. Do you want to go into the science lab?
I'd like to check.
Okay, yeah. Go ahead and roll me a 1d20.
Okay, that's an 11.
All right. You find a head-mounted flashlight.
You dirty, rotten bastard.
Okay. My other question was going to be, I found last time a micro drone with a remote control that you said we could hook up to the tablet. Does it have like a camera or anything, or is it just?
Yeah, the tablet would display the camera.
Oh, I see where you're going with this.
Yeah, having seen the shifter go use the stairs, we might want to scout ahead before.
I didn't even know you had that thing.
Having seen the what?
I thought we told you about that.
You did not.
Oh, shit.
You had me go through two rooms.
Jace, go ahead and roll me a savvy check to see if you even know what a ship is.
I'm going to spend a void point to roll with advantage.
All right.
Oh, God, where did it go? Cancel that. I'm assuming that just rolled twice.
Yes.
Yeah, because it wouldn't let me. Oh, thank God.
Oh, okay. Thank God. Okay. So, you do know what a shifter is. You know that a shifter is a deep space creature that is somewhat rare to run across, but extremely dangerous. You know that they slither their way around wherever they find themselves, and you know that they are well known for taking the physical shape of objects that they come into contact with.
You both had me open doors and go through rooms that I had no idea that there was a dangerous deep space predator in possibly any of them.
Well, neither did we, so I mean, it is kind of fair.
That is a really bad excuse.
I'm gonna just like click the fusion welder on for a second.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not going first anymore. I'm not going first anymore. Nah.
Well, I mean, I'm surprised at the fact that we're going, okay, you look healthier than us, and we have you going in there first because you're healthier. I mean, no alarm bells went off.
No alarm bells went off, but I just thought that's just because, you know, you hurt yourself more than you thought in the landing.
Well.
I gave you the benefit of the doubt. I'm never doing that again.
We've learned something.
For those of
so yeah, I'm gonna send the drone ahead.
Hold on 1 second. For those of you who are in the audience that have not gotten a hold of the homebrew content, description of a shifter is a being capable of taking the form of anything around it. They often hide on board and skitter away when discovered, but not until after they bite. And the special attack for it is after biting a target that has made physical contact, the shifter will always flee and take the form of something else in an adjacent space. They put off a small amount of body heat.
So and this is information we do know, right?
Yes. And that is true, Stormbender, as one of our wonderful audiences pointed out. Somebody had to open the doors.
Yeah, true. Okay, so... Oh, did I find anything here?
You did. You found what looked to be medical-grade epoxy.
Oh, wow.
Can I fix myself with that?
It will glue wounds closed, but it will not cause any healing. Healing only takes place through sleeping. So if you are actively bleeding, you can use it to close a wound. Okay. So you could use it on your hand.
I'm going to throw this over to Jace because I am full at this point in time. Unless Jace is out of room.
No, I'm still here.
No, I said out of room.
Oh, no, I think I have room.
Okay. So yeah, he'll have the medical grade epoxy.
I will, being the punk rock kid that he is going to undo the cap of the medical epoxy, give it a quick sniff, redo the cap of the medical epoxy.
It gives you a slight head rush. It smells similar to the atmosphere.
Hell yeah.
but this one seems to be closer to glue.
Oh my god.
Yes! Hell yeah, let's go.
Oh.
I'm here for a good time.
What have I done?
I'm part of your crew. I'm here for a good time, not a long one.
Okay. So Marcus is kind of trying to rig up the drone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Can I assist?
Did we see whether the spider thing went up or down? We saw it go stairs, but if the stairs are open, did we see which way it went?
Oh, yeah.
I actually didn't even think about that. These stairs go down.
Nothing goes up?
Nope.
Okay.
Of course they do.
Why does it always have to be down?
Sorry.
All right.
Okay, so I'm going to send the drone to take a look ahead. Going down, which I guess means I'm over here by the stairs.
All right, so let me see. Do I have anything for a drone? I do not.
You just make a little circle on the map and move it around.
I'm seeing, oh, of course, there's only premium assets that are available. Thanks, that's helpful. Okay, yep, draw.
Yeah, draw yourself a little circle.
Let's do this nice bright yellow. You've got your drone. What are you doing?
Yeah, so sending it slowly down the stairs, trying to see if we see anything out of place, since we now don't know what the shifter currently looks like.
Oh, shit.
So... You
just scouting ahead, basically.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, it's all good. What was the wrong button? What the? Go. There we go. So you send the drone down the hallway, down the stairway, and what it finds is another large hallway. And inside that hallway, you can see. Hold on one second. Map layer, come on. There we go.
Yay.
So you can see for the hallway, there are a set of doors as well, and another set of stairs.
Okay. Is there anything like laying around in the hallway? Rubble, trash can, anything? Or is it just an empty hallway?
It looks to be, from what you can tell, it looks to be an empty hallway.
Okay. I conveyed that in my own creepy way. That we don't know what it looks like, but there doesn't seem to be anything in the next hallway. So
looks clear.
Far as I can tell.
Okay. However, before we move any further, since we know what we're dealing with, I'm going to pull out one of my tubes of grease. Open it up. Well, put my fingers in there. Lift my uniform up. Underneath my uniform, I'm wiping that grease on me. Then I am putting that tube back in there. It can't copy what it can't see. So if I ain't got that grease, put a bunch of bullets in it.
But it's under your uniform.
Exactly. So if you're not sure if it's me or not, ask me to pull down my uniform and I'll show you.
I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to shoot.
Also, a good choice. That's also a good choice.
That'd save both of us some.
Yeah, somehow.
Yeah.
It'll work. I'm okay with that. I'm not saying there's a wrong choice here. I'm just saying, you know, if you have questions while I'm yelling out, you know, hey, motherfucker, stop shooting at me. I can show you that I'm me.
Right. So if you just yell randomly under my shirt, then I'll know to stop shooting you. Got it.
Yes. All right, and yes, I'll be okay if another couple of rounds come. did he mute himself again?
Yeah. Mute God's appeased.
Okay, there we go.
I've scattered the next room, conveyed that to the group. I only have three hit points at the moment, so I'm not terribly eager to go first, but
we'll have to. You know, I'll go ahead and tentatively step out through the hallway or into the other hallway.
All right. So you make your way down the stairs and you found yourself in this next hallway. And what you see as you come down is the emergency lights, just like before, just kind of flicker and flash back on.
Okay. Is there any furniture, anything like that in the hallway?
There is no furniture in the hallway. You see three doors. Two of them are ajar, and then you see stairs that head down.
All right, so I see another set of stairs that heads down. I see two doors that turned into jars. And
yeah, two doors that are ajar.
Yes, exactly. And an interior attachment?
So that just means that it's another door. It's a closed door.
Okay, that one's closed. I'm going to go up to the closed one. Does anybody else want to come down here and maybe watch my back?
Sure.
It is safe-ish.
I will allow the other one. I will start remaining where I am.
Yep.
I shall
I'm gonna stand to the side so we're not in a nice line over the door. But
yeah.
Just giving you a heads up, Marcus, you are standing next to one of the ajar doors.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I missed the ajar part.
You're fine. You, okay. you actually see what's inside as you're standing there. And it seems to be what looks to be a hydroponics farm.
I thought that said hypnotic farm at first.
And what did you do with the drone? Did you put it back in your inventory or did you leave it upstairs?
I had sent it ahead here. I don't have control over it, so we'll have to decide at some point what kind of battery life it has, but figure that out.
One of us can actually charge it up, which is good.
You bet.
You know, if we have it out for a long time and we can't get to the ship. I'm going to peek through the door.
All right, so you're going to open the door?
Yep.
All right, so as you open up the door, what you see on the inside looks like a official meeting room. It's got fancy chairs and everything.
Um, Okay. Kind of. Oop. Not on the map layer yet.
Sorry, I was trying to resize it. There you go.
Step in and kind of look around, see if there's anything that may catch my eye.
So inside, what you see, as I said, is it looks like a meeting room. And the meeting room itself, there are chairs. There's a big table at the center. You can see some bottles of water off to the side. You can see some snacks off to the side. And you also see, for the first time, a window. So this wall has a window on it that goes
all right. I'm gonna get my pipe and walk over to where the snacks are.
Okay.
And I'm gonna start hitting the snacks.
You're gonna start with my pipe. The snacks.
Yes.
Okay.
Because I mean, this is roughly the size of this thing. Do what?
I said snacks are an immobile object, so I'm not going to make you roll to hit.
Oh, okay. So yeah, I'm just kind of. No, hell no. I'm just kind of tapping them. You know, like if there's a creature in there, maybe it'll trigger it. You know.
Hey, I mean,
if I was an alien and I was going to hide at something. Or as something, I would think, you know, food and weapons. So this is food, so I'm poking it just to make sure it doesn't bite back.
All right, so you're not wailing away at it, you're just poking it.
No, as comical as that would be, no, I'm not going to wail away at it.
Damn, I was hoping you were. So, yeah, you just poke it, and nothing seems to happen other than the snacks seem to fall over from there. Meticulously placed positions.
Okay. Maybe got some food in here, guys. There's a little bit of water. Nothing interesting at all in here other than what I just saw.
Give me a savvy check.
Savvy? So that is, what is my savvy?
How many chairs are there?
Jesus Christ.
There's 20 chairs?
I was just guessing.
No, I was going to say maybe like 10 chairs. Alright. So, yeah, 12, sorry. I'm on my period, so I need my dark chocolate.
Disgusting, but go off.
Delicious. It's 90%.
Oh, God. You. Hi, what are you consuming? Just the void.
Yeah, I know, right?
Pretty much.
That made my mouth water.
Marcus approves.
Inside of this room, what you see is on the center of the table, there is a... what looks to be a communications device. And on the wall next to the door, you also see what looks to be another communications device.
Poke the button. Say hello.
All right. As you do that, outside in the hallway, you guys can hear from the PA system, hello.
Aha. Okay, I know what that is now. All right, so nothing.
Are we still here, Banjo, by the way?
Mm-hmm. Probably.
Okay. I figure if we find a PA system part that doesn't have Banjo, we know it's suspicious.
Yes.
Should we be letting him just fiddle with and make louder noises if the shifter is just wandering around?
Yeah, actually, it's an interesting concept.
It is biotechnical accounts an ambush predator, but like we're not doing ourselves any favors.
So one question, if I step in for a moment, is there anything interesting to see out of that gigantic window?
Luckily, somebody finally said they wanted to look out the window. So when you look out
the window... I'm scared of everything.
When you look out the window, you can see that the you are now officially on ground level. So you are at ground level, and you can see out the rolling kind of rocky, craggy hills of this kind of barren moonscape. And you can see what looks to be just rocks and boulders and a nice dark sky filled with stars. And the surface of the moon still is receiving sunlight, so you can see that it's still daylight outside. But it's a beautiful vista if you are into barren landscapes.
Which I am, so you can come back and get me later. Because Marcus is
enamored,
basking in it for a minute.
So you are enjoying the sights. What are the rest of you doing?
Yep, mostly the stars.
Okay.
Don't care about daylight on a moon. I care about the infinite vastness of the void. I think
we will carefully poke our head through the door here.
All right. So poking your head into the door, what you can see is that this is a hydroponics farm. Kitty.
There's a kitty?
Speaking of void.
Yes.
Dude, there's a kitty in here.
Black void kitty.
It's a void kitty. So
see that this is a hydroponics farm. There's systems are fully automated. You can see that some of them are slowly sprinkling water. Some of them are off. Some of them have nothing growing in them. Some of them have some what look to be some plants growing in them. You can see fertilizer bags and containers, and there's just a bunch of stuff scattered around.
Yeah, this is a good room to go into. So what kills me first?
The fresh air. So as you step in, this is the first time that you seem to be experiencing what seems to be fresh air. It smells pure in here, unlike the dust off smell to the atmosphere outside.
Okay, that's kind of weird. I mean, have to admit. So this is nice better than the recycled air?
Yeah, this is fresh air. And you can see that there are vent systems above that are pumping some of the air out and pumping some air in. You can see the plants waving a little bit.
Nice. Dude, come in. It's perfectly safe in here. Jeez, come on.
Yeah, I'm going. I will enter.
All right.
What are you asking for? Don't do that.
Okay. I would like both of you to give me a savvy check, please.
See, I told you.
Why?
Because you're looking around inside of here.
I'm gonna
spend
another
that's
point
a 12.
Point.
Better be a 12. I'm
gonna spend another point.
Yeah, I think. Let me see here.
I did good. Neither one of them.
Okay, failed void point.
I'm going to spend a void point and try that again. He just failed a void point, right?
I did. Yeah. I did indeed.
You got a very successful one, so you're good. Give me 1 second to find our void point rules on here.
I should bash him in the back of the head with a pike.
Don't tell me he's going to die of fresh air.
All right. That would be a cruel way to die. That would be a cruel way to die, but I am also a cruel GM, so maybe. On a field ability check or an attack roll, a player character gains one void point. Void points can be used to activate a cosmic mutation or gain an advantage. Using cosmic mutations, void corruption. Okay. When you lose control and let the void surge through your body, it can leave permanent scars behind. If a void point spent to gain advantage and the roll fails, roll me a 1d6.
Oh, shit.
5.
How many void points do you currently have?
I have 1.
Okay. So if the result is 10. Equal to or lower than the current amount of void points after the spend, the roll avoid corruption. So you are fine. Now, what what Londart notices as he's looking around inside of this room is that the vent system that is sucking in and blowing in some air, it seems to be helping recycle some of the garbage air that you guys have been breathing in. It seems as if one of the grates has been torn off.
Point gun at grate.
And that's where we're going to end our session, folks.
Oh, shit.
Marcus, you made a roll there before we ended. What was the roll for?
I did.
Oh, sorry, Jace did. Oh, that was for the right. That was for the okay. I'm just crazy.
Yeah.
That was for the void corruption. Okay. Yeah. But yeah, so that is the end of our session. We're going to run through our XP really quick. So let me go to our character advancement page. All right. So for character advancement and XP, we need to answer the following questions. Did you repair something?
No.
No, I wouldn't call it repair.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Okay. Did you deliver turning on and a off. Dangerous contract? No. Did you use at least one void point?
Yes.
Yes.
Marcus, did you use a void point?
Should have, but completely forgot that they existed. Okay. No.
So Jace and Londart, both of you can go ahead and add in an XP. Did you discover a new and potentially dangerous place?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Everybody, go ahead and add in an XP. That'll include one for Skydiver. Did you gain a new enemy?
I technically did, because I learned about that there's a shifter on here.
Yeah, I'm thinking Jace doesn't like me right now.
I've never
But I don't you. Think that counts.
Well, Jace, you haven't encountered this as an enemy, so you haven't That's made better. A new enemy yet. And I believe you already got that point when we did for the whole crew.
Correct. So probably. I believe that.
Did you find someone new that you can trust? No. Did you contribute with something especially memorable?
Tall Halfling did.
Mm-hmm. So Marcus,
aside from blowing out my eardrums.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's Marcus. Yep, definitely. The banjo music is now playing on repeat. Throughout this station.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's not repeat. There's no repeated chords. It's just continuous banjo music.
Yep.
That doesn't seem to have an end.
Yeah. So, okay. Same thing. I think that's worth a point.
We now welcome you back to Yelp Radio.
Yep. All right.
Later on tonight, we'll be playing Pretty Little Mouth.
Pretty Little Mouth. Oh, my God. Or tonight we'll be playing Twist That Knob the Right Way. Today we're going to listen to Crank Me Up to 12. Banjo music is lit. That was a quote.
Banjo music is lit, yeah. It was a banjo. It was bluegrass music is lit.
Yes, bluegrass music is lit. So yeah, Marcus, you get an XP for turning on the banjo music and running it throughout the whole system.
Yep.
Folks, that's where we're going to end our session. You guys didn't fire any guns, so we don't need to do any status checks on the weapons.
Nope.
So we're going to do our outros, and Jace, go ahead and start us off.
Hi, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, non-binary finies. I'm Javante playing Jace Ramon. What am I doing? I'm in pretty much every Power Rangers game known to mankind. You could probably catch me on Monday for Arcanites on Arclight Quartz channel. Catch me on Tuesdays with Paige on Pluto Cleric. You can also catch me DMing a game of my own. I run an outgunned game on Wanderer's Haven as the director for Blood and Thunder. I do have a couple things coming up down the pipeline, so stay tuned on my Twitter feed for that.
All right. Thank you very much. Londark, go for it.
Hello, I'm Vulpus Fox. I played Londark today. This is shaping up to be very, very interesting. It's my first time playing through this this game system. I'm finding it very interesting, very deadly. But I've just been enjoying the heck out of this. Hopefully, at some point, I'll start, you know, be able to start running some people through games. We'll find out.
Sounds good. And Marcus, go for it.
Hi, I'm Steve, Tall Halfling on the socials, Tall Halfling RPG on Threads. For once, I don't actually have anything coming up. I have a few things I'm waiting to hear back about. So tonight, I was Marcus, chilling out with Banjo and the limitless reaches of space from the meeting room.
Thank you.
I think that's about it.
And ladies, gentlemen, non-binary folks, I don't have the non-binary finies like Jace does. I can't get that to roll off my tongue. So, ladies, gentlemen, and non-binary folks, my name is GM Capricious Nature. You can find me here on Cybernation Uncensored, on Twitch, on YouTube. You can find me over on our Discord server. You can find us over on CybernationUncensored.com, where I'm going to be posting up our wonderful homebrew content once I finally get my last comb through for quality control, and then I'll be posting that up soon. And you can find me on Instagram at Capricious Nature. That being said, I forgot to mention it at the very beginning, but thank you so much to Modifius Entertainment as well as to Sirenscape, our two wonderful sponsors. Hopefully I'm going to be getting Sirenscape up and running finally. I've got it downloaded on my computer, but it wasn't cooperating earlier, so hopefully I will be able to have it up and running for our next session, so we got some nice background sounds, and maybe even some actual banjo music playing for us if it's inside the soundscapes. But that being said, everybody, thank you for joining us tonight. Sad Skydiver couldn't join us, but happy the rest of you could. And looking forward to seeing all of you again in 2 weeks. So, ladies, gentlemen, and everybody in between, have a wonderful weekend. Bye.
Okay, love you. Bye-bye.
Cybernation Uncensored.